5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time Travelers from 1975, that is The Carpenters, written by a man named Neil Sedaka, with Solitaire. Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. Back to basics today. A lot of time travel. Songs about some isolation. Songs about being alone. Songs about being a little angry. Weird time this year, 2021. Also subtitled COVID-2, because I think my prediction is masks are here to stay. You can toss away your laminated COVID vaccine card because it means absolutely nothing once again. Masks are here to stay. People are going to get upset. The cold weather's coming. People have already been upset, but they're going to get more upset. They're going to see more division. It's just a weird, weird time we're living in. It's always been weird. Every year's weird in life, but lately it's been really weird. People getting upset over crazy stuff. You got to chill out, man. Chill out. So again, today we got some songs in there from the 40s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. It's straight time travel here today, back to basics. And for those of you returning to school here at Tufts University, welcome. My name is Chris Earle. I do a show called Time Travel. It's been around since 2008 full-time here on WMFO Medford, Mass, 91.5 FM. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. Here we go. Soul Asylum, Time Travel.
All right, let's start the show.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep, there's no way out. This time I have really led myself. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know what no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for a runaway train.
Run away, train never coming back.
operating at unsafe speeds. Runaway train here on Time Travel. Next one, coming from the 60s, Eve of Destruction here on Time Travel. I think this one's relevant today.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me
his only hit from 1965, Barry McGuire with Eve of Destruction. That should be remade for this day, 56 years later. Pretty relevant song and considered one of the great anti-war songs. As a matter of fact, a lot of radio stations wouldn't play it because they felt it was contributing to their enemy back then. Remember that, back when we actually had enemies? We don't have those anymore. We just have a whole bunch of people and their feelings. And while we all feel like we're all getting along, there's other people behind the scenes taking away your freedoms. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m.
The only thing you feel are loaded guns.
turn the tap dance into your crusade.
Joel here on Time Travel from the album The Nylon Curtain, not to be confused with The Iron Curtain. Very, very clever, Billy Joel with The Nylon Curtain, album from 1983 with Pressure. Probably my favorite Billy Joel song, or one of my favorites. Nah, it's the restaurant one, but that one's pretty good. Anyway, this next one comes from John Lennon speaking directly about isolation. I don't think we're going to be isolating anymore. I don't think we're going to be having these quarantines. I do think masks are going to be a part of everything, and I think people are going to, you know, continue to attack one another on whether or not they should or should not wear a mask or should not be vaccinated. And I just think it's such a strange time to live in. People are very quick-tempered lately. And Afghanistan, after 20 years, what a mistake. What a mistake that's been. It's just such a lousy time. But you got to look up, focus on yourself. You know, COVID-19 and the coronavirus. Oh my God, I think I'm getting it now. Oh my God, what's happening to my voice? That's better. Yeah, the coronavirus and COVID-19, you know, this whole lockdown period, you know, you have to find something to do. A lot of people don't know what to do with themselves. I mean, I remember after a week or two, it was like, oh my God, I'm going crazy. Oh, this is the worst thing ever, not seeing people. No, it wasn't. It was the best thing ever. People need time for self-reflection. You got to learn to be with yourself before you can be with somebody else. There's a lot of freaks out there and a lot of people that are just going to use you. There's a lot of people out there that just want to purge to you. There's a lot of family members out there that are just trying to take advantage of you. There's friends that do the same. You got to learn who you are, and you got to learn what you have to offer and why you're here. And I think that was a good time to self-reflect. Not that we need to do any more self-reflection. A few of you do. I know I don't. I'm pretty comfortable with who I am, but there's a lot of people out there that still need a little bit of self-reflection. Anyway, maybe this music can help you today. It's Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. Maybe it won't. Maybe you just shut it off. I don't care. Doesn't matter. Next.
Say we got it made. Don't they know we're so afraid? Isolation. We're afraid to be alone. Everybody got to have a home. Isolation. A boy and a little girl trying to change the whole wide world. Isolation. The world is just a little town. Everybody trying to put us down.
What a great song, not played too often. The one nice thing about COVID-19 and it going on so long is I didn't get to play that on the first round of the first COVID show. It's COVID 2, Back to Basics, you get Isolation by John Lennon. There's a positive thing right there that came out of COVID-19. By the way, tear up your vaccination card because it doesn't mean a thing anymore. Everybody thought, hey, I'm going to get vaccinated. And then all of a sudden, you know, I don't have to wear this mask anymore. People are throwing masks up in the air like Mary Tyler Moore in the knit hat. Everybody was all excited about it. And now all of a sudden it's like, no. Put on your mask again. I'm like, I'm vaccinated. No. Put on your mask again. Why? I'm vaccinated. Put on your mask again. Somebody may be old that's coming in to get some gravy at the grocery store. Or there might be a child who's unvaccinated and they're giving it to, you know how kids are. They're all like licking each other and stuff. And they're all like playing in the nursery schools. Like, yeah, and going up to grandpa's face and licking it. You know what? I don't know too many people that died from COVID. I don't know any, to tell you the truth. I know some people that got sick and it's deadly and you should take care of it. You should be cautious, but don't be fucking insane. This has just been fucking insanity, everybody. You know? Yeah, okay, it's worse than the flu. Go get a shot, all right? But wait a second, the shot doesn't work. Go get another shot. If we have to get boosters every year, fine. But figure it out. You know, we pay the government a lot of money, a lot of taxes. figure it out. There's some smart people out there. You need some help? Hey, start hiring some people. Everybody that's not working, go work from the government. Figure it out. I'm more interested in, where the f*** did it come from? Where is it? Where did it come from? It didn't come from some bat in a cave. It came from something else. And you know what? Nobody's talking about that. What they're talking about is Uncle Frank not able to get his fudge at the Piggly Wiggly. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do have a brain. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m.
People sleeping in their shoes. There's a warning.
great Neil Young with that anthem of a song from 1989 from the Freedom album, Rockin' in the Free World.
A big chief with a goal.
David Byrne wrote it in 1981 for an album called The Catherine Wheel, and Talking Heads re-recorded it for Stop Making Sense, a live album from 1984, probably one of the best live music movies ever, by Jonathan Demme, who did Silence of the Lambs. Stop Making Sense from 1984 with What a Day That Was. There's a million ways to get things done, and there's a million ways to work it out. I think we can all learn a little bit something from David Byrne and the Talking Heads. This next one, it sounds like it's a uplifting, fun time, but it's really about divorce and isolation. And Tom Petty wrote this one called Top of the World. As a matter of fact, he wrote a whole album called Echo in 1999, which is one of my favorite Tom Petty's album. He has since dismissed it, and he called this one of the hardest songs to ever sing live. He hardly did anything off of Echo up until his death, but still, I think one of the most personal albums for Tom Petty, if not the most personal album. This is Room at the Top here on Time Travel with Chris Earle.
Got a room at the top of the world tonight. I can see everything tonight. I got a room where everyone can have a drink and forget those things that went wrong. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight, and I ain't coming. Coming down. I got someone who loves me tonight. I got over $1,000 in a bank, and I'm all right. Look deep in the eyes of love. Love me, I'm not so top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. And I ain't coming down. No. I ain't coming.
Song about getting f***ed up every night at the top of the world in his little apartment upstairs. That's Tom Petty. He lived in like a chicken shack for a while, and he was doing heroin. He was all messed up when he wrote that song, so I kind of interpret that too, like that solo. It's just a mess. It's all over the place. That's when he's really all messed up, like the room spinning around like the freaking blades of a helicopter. He's just all messed up. So it sounds joyful, but it's really not. He's really sad. He's happy he's got $1,000 in the bank, but he wants his woman back. Got a couple of friends upstairs. Who knows? They might be just ghosts. He's probably just talking to himself, just spinning around crazy like Harvey Keitel and Bad Lieutenant. Time travel's here with you until 7 p.m. or until I get kicked off the air. In 13 years, it hasn't happened yet. Has it been 13 years? Oh, my God. I could have a teenager. This show should be more good than it is. This show should be a toddler. It's not a toddler. It's a teenager show. It should be like rebelling. It should be rebelling. It should be taking off from under my wings. And that's why it will finally take off and finally end on October 20th, 2021, the final time travel here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Anyway, that's coming up. Still got some time left. Still got a couple of weeks to tell me you love me. Then you won't hear from me ever again.
What a drag it is getting old. Are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different. Cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she finds a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. Don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy. You can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. And for help you through the night, help to minimize your flight. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. I hear every mother say, the pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They've just helped you on your way through your busy dying day.
Mick Jagger's mother's apparently with Tom Petty up at the room at the top, getting all messed up. Mother's little helper. Goodbye to Charlie Watts, 80 years old. Who would have thought Charlie would go first? Keith Richards has got like the blood of a vampire in him. And Mick Jagger, I don't know, man. That guy, I saw him, he like broke his leg or something. He was recovering for something. And then all of a sudden he's doing like pirouettes down the stairway and stuff. I'm like, what is this guy? My God, I can't even climb a tree anymore. I haven't been able to climb a tree since I was like 20. Sucks. Here's Mick Jagger doing pirouettes down stairways. And what's his name still alive too? Bill Wyman. Is he even in the band anymore? Ronnie Wood's in the band, I think. Springsteen in that band? No, it's the Rolling Stones. Charlie Watts ain't in the band anymore. But they got some guy drumming for them. They're going to make their money. They're like, oh, we got the Keith Richards expensive winos drummer. Probably got him for about 200th of a price. That's how it works. Basically, that's how it works in entertainment. It's like, hey, let's work out a great deal. All right. We'll have you host the show. All right. And we'll give you $200 to host the show. And maybe you could bring your equipment for $50. And then some jackass will come in like, I'll do it for free. I got jokes. You know what? Your jokes aren't as good. But that's why comedy sucks. And that's why people suck. That's why bookers suck. That's why entertainment sucks. Rolling Stones don't suck, though. But they're going to suck without Charlie Watts on drums. And they got the Keith Richards expensive. I'll go see him, but you know what? They're giving him a 200th of a price. Hey, Stones, drop the freaking $500 tickets. $20. I'll come see you for $20 without Charlie Watts. That's like going to see the Beatles without freaking, you know, Ringo.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would shout about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Bringing joy to an otherwise joyless day, there's Ringo Starr, the drummer that's still alive, with Octopus's Gardens. Try that, Charlie Watts. You couldn't sing. Maybe you dressed up nice, but Ringo dresses up nice. You ever see the rings on Ringo's fingers? Plus, he was in Help. He was the best actor of the bunch. Charlie Watts. Here's The Who without Keith Moon. They paid about 20 cents to this drummer.
I don't care. I know you're gonna hate this song. But that said, we never really got along. It's not
mine is mine, and what's mine is mine, and what's mine is yours. Who gives a f-?
He wants to dream like a young man, with the wisdom of an old man. He wants his home and security. He wants to live like a sailor at sea. Beautiful loser, where you gonna fall when you realize you just can't have it all? He's your oldest and your best friend. If you need him, he'll be there again. He's always willing to be second best. A perfect lodger, a perfect.
Good old Bobby Seger. We need more of those. We need more of those rock and rollers. Bobby Seger was like a Tom Petty, consistent. Still alive. He's still got those Coke bottle glasses, but he's still going. I think he stopped touring, though. He was just like, you know what? I got the rickets. I got crabs. Got a... I don't know. What else you get? The conjunctivitis. He's old, so he quit. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. Breaking my character since 2008. Breaking the third wall since 2008. Chris Searle, Time Travel, here on WMFO in Medford. And, oh, it's almost the hour mark. I should probably play a PSA.
Now you and four friends who join the Army together can live, work, and see Europe together. We'll guarantee it.
Be all that you can be.
See your Army recruiter today.
Come.